Bruce, wrinkled like a walnut, and with the consistency of mushroom.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Particles and Waves on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver at the University of British Columbia. My name is Mia. This show is an eclectic music program that runs for the next hour. And as I sent a message to a friend of mine earlier today that most of my shows are pretty good, and I feel pretty good to awesome about the lineup. This show is one of the ones that, you know, elicited like three okay sign emojis in a row. It's such a great lineup. I'm really, really looking forward to sharing it with all of you. So why don't we just get started with Lydia Ainsworth. Lydia Ainsworth is a Toronto artist. She, I've played her a bunch before. She just released an album called Darling of the Afterglow just a few months ago, and I was listening to it just sort of on the periphery. I really enjoyed the opening track, which is called The Road. There's a very, very good cover of Chris Isaacs's Wicked Game on there that it just has is so much better than it has any right to be. But in the past couple of weeks, I started listening to Darling of the Afterglow seriously and, you know, kind of put it on while I was doing something and let it play all the way through and just fell head over heels in Gaga level love. This is going to be one of my favorite albums of the year, I think. It's a very dark, moody, electronic sort of sound that is very, very powerful and I really, really enjoy. So I want to play a track that I've really just been, it's been on repeat a lot, called What Is It by her. It makes use of, you know, for all that it is dark and ambient and moody and electronic, it makes use of of some very, very unique instrumentation toward the bridge. A banjo should not be able to fit into all of those words, but it does, and it does very, very well. So I really hope you enjoy that. I've also got new tracks from Beach Fossils and Rococode after that, and so, so, so much more. So please enjoy this, the first set of today's Particles and Waves.
To You know how.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. That was Vancouver natives Roco Code with the title track off of their new EP, which is called Young Ones, and is something that everybody should check out. It's quite good. Before that, Beach Fossils with Sugar off of their album Somersault, and Lydia Ainsworth with What Is It off of Darling of the Afterglow. I have in the past couple of weeks, especially, I feel like I've been playing quite a few of my beloved sort of what I would call core Canadian indie bands, and I have kind of ignored or just not paid nearly enough attention to The Deers. The Deers are a band that have been around for 15 years, I would sort of ballpark. Their first major release was back in 2003. It was called No Cities Left. It contains a song called Death of All the Romance that has a music video that will mess you up emotionally in the very best way, but it just really, it leaves an impact. And they've been making these very emotional, bombastic albums ever since. And they just released an album earlier this year called Times Infinity Volume 2. It is a follow-up to 2015's Times Infinity Volume 1. And I've been really excited to get them because I had a lot of trouble approaching Times Infinity Volume 1. And I'm hoping that sort of listening to the two of them back-to-back will really help get me to that place, because The Deers, even when the songs on their newer albums don't resonate with me, they're still such an amazing band. I've seen them live twice now, both just kind of life-changingly great performance experiences. And they really know what they're doing. They're out of Montreal. They've, as I said, they've been at it for 15 or so years. And it really, you know, they've had some changes in terms of the lineup, but the core duo of Murray Lightburn and Natalia Janchek, who are married, I think, they really have had this amazing, amazing musical and personal relationship over the years. So I am plunging into Times Infinity Volume 2, and I am bringing you all with me. So this is a track called I'm Sorry That I Wished You Dead. Tired of you, so I'm going home.
Become a CITR member and make some new friends.
Members get discounts around Commercial Drive and beyond at Pandora's Box Rehearsal Studio, Bomber Brewing, Storm Crow Tavern, People's Co-op Bookstore, Mintage, High Life Records and Music, Bone Rattle Music Limited, JQ Clothing Limited, The Rio Theater, the Vancouver Music Gallery, North Van, and Tapestry Music Limited in White Rock.
What would we do without our friends?
Your own clothes? We've got you covered. Here at the AMS Knitting and Sewing Club, we provide you lessons on knitting, crochet, and sewing, and a space to craft your own projects and meet with other people that share your passion. Like us on Facebook at AMS Knitting and Sewing Club.
Cause in the morning just fine, we'll be just fine. I don't believe, no, I don't believe, no, I don't believe.
Welcome back. You're listening to Particles and Waves. That was Mornings by Portugal the Man off of their 2009 album, The Satanic Satanist. And before that, Vitral by The Gift off of their album, Altar. The Gift is their Portuguese band. The Altar is an album that they worked, it was produced and co-written by Brian Eno, and it's the first album that they've sung entirely in English, and is really, really great. And as for Portugal the Man, well, I've been adoring their new album, Woodstock, for a good little while, and have also gone back to listen to their earlier work, because they've put out a ton of albums in the past, and I am not fully caught up, even though they're one of my favorite bands. I do firmly believe that you can have a favorite band and still, you know, have things of theirs that you have not yet quite accessed. Next up, I want to play a track that is one of your, I guess now prototypical examples of me discovering a thing 48 you know, hours ago and listening to nothing but it. And in this case, it's Los Angeles band Of Verona. They first put out an album in 2010, and they just they formed in 2010. Their first album was released in 2012, and they just released their follow-up, which is called Glass Beach, just a short while ago. I've never heard of them, but Glass Beach sort of came up on a recommended list for me, and I listened to the first track on it and was immediately in love, and then kept listening, fell more in love, came upon a cover of Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd, and it was just sort of like cemented things, because as far as I'm concerned, the key way to do a good cover of Wish You Were Here was not being Pink Floyd. And don't at me. I just don't like, you know, I no. However, Of Verona has a really, really great grasp on, like Lydia Ainsworth, that, you know, dark, emotional, electronic sound. So I want to play that very first track that so impressed me. It's called Kids on the Street. After that, I've got something by another electronic artist who goes by the name Big Data. His last album was in 2013. It was called 2.0, and it was a collaboration with all sorts of different artists. And one of the tracks is called Automatic. It features Jen Wasner and is also like really moody, emotional, great. It's a very, very interesting sound I'm super into right now, and I hope you are too.
The world is a better place because of Kim Kardashian's empire,
Cheetos,
fleece material,
and Discorder.
It's a local independent music magazine from CITR.
Which means that we can print whatever we heckin' want.
Album and live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute.
Just visit CITR.ca/discorder/contribute.
You can grab it around town or read it at discorder.ca.
Forever local and forever free.
It could be global, trance, spoken word, rock, the usual and the weird, or it could be something different. Oral Tentacles, Thursdays 12 to 6 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. That was Canadian band Fast Romantics with Runaway Girl off of their album American Love. Before that, Automatic by Big Data and Jen Wozner off of Big Data's album 2.0, and Kids on the Street by Of Verona off of their brand new album Glass Beach. Last night, I was hanging out with my best friend Andrea. She has been on the show before. Someday I will get her back. And she is a music friend and concert buddy. We went to see Mother Mother together, and so while we were splitting our sides laughing at the My Brother and Me TV show, a friend of mine texted asking about Mother Mother's song recommendations, so I turned to her and was just like, what is the first song by Mother Mother that you would recommend someone? And I could see her starting to think. I was like, no, you already thought of one. What is it? And she said, Hayloft by Mother Mother off of Oh My Heart. That's a very good answer. And it's I want to play that song today because when I first started listening to Mother Mother back in 2008, this song I couldn't wrap my head around. I knew it was interesting, but I didn't enjoy it. And now I really enjoy it, especially knowing where Mother Mother went in terms of their creative direction in the past 10 years, really going more towards a rock sound. Hayloft has the seeds of that, and I now find it both interesting and very enjoyable. So, yeah, I wanted to sort of start out the show's close with that, as well as the title track and best song off of the Shiverettes' album Dead Men Can't Catcall. Welcome back to Particles and Waves, the very, very end of today's show. That was Dead Men Can't Catcall by Alberta band The Chiverettes off of the album of the same name. Before that, Hayloft, a classic by Mother Mother off of their 2008 album Oh My Heart, which really kind of set the stage for them and their what I hope will be inevitable takeover. I've got time for one more song. It's going to end a teeny bit early this week, but I'll be back next week. So I've got a track by a Vancouver band called The Psychic Alliance. When I looked them up, the Bandcamp bio said, "The less you know about this band, the better. Rumor has it that they're very bad people, misanthropic, frequently given to melancholy, and intellectual dullards to boot." And fortunately, though, they look cool. I haven't seen them. I have heard them. I really enjoy what they've put out so far. They've got a track called, or they've got an album called Evil Against Evil, which is what I was listening to a little earlier today. And it's got some of that surf guitar sort of coolness that I'm a real sucker for, even though whenever I seek out more of it, I inevitably end up disappointed. But when the really cool sort of when that sort of 60s surf rock influence falls in my lap, I always love it. So this is a track called Crystal Cage. Thank you very much for listening to Particles and Waves.